So I'm familiar with the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Reb Tzadik made this Gemara famous. The Gemara tells us that there was a certain lady, an elder woman, that she complained that Kudu Rabbanan Devei Reish Galusa the Sukkah Gezula Havuyasvi. That the Rabbanan in the house of the Reish Galusa, they're all sitting in a Sukkah Gezula, a stolen Sukkah. So Rabbi Nachman, he paskin on that. Isha Pa'utahi, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Given the Dvei Itzim Bilvad, wasn't Mesiachis so much to it. It's really a very interesting idea. Very interesting idea that there should be a claim against the Rabbanan that they're sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. Such a claim. Sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. It's one thing to keep in mind. Second thing, a very difficult medrash. The Chassam Sefer dashes this in drashas. Medrash says, on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan comes and says about Klal Yisrael, Banecha ganavim heim. Your children, they're ganavim. When Yom Kippur comes, he sees that Klal Yisrael are like Malachi Asharis. And even the Satan says that really I made a mistake. Ve'ein oisim el ratzon Hashem makom. That all that they do is really the Ratzon Hashem. Let's try to understand a little bit this Havamina, this Maskana. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael is Ganavim? Ganavim from what? What do we got of exactly? Thirdly, Rabbi Nachman says, Shpiz of the Moshe, of course, tonight, Yatzar of Rabbi Nachman, he says that in order to be misaking a chet of gzeila or gneva, which is very difficult if you don't know who to return it to, he says the etza is to give tzedakah. Giving tzedakah, he says, is a tikkun for gzeila the rabbim. You can hear why that is, because you took away from the rabbim, you don't know exactly, so you give back to the rabbim. Let's try to understand epidemius this in you. Also, there's another medrash. Smach Moshe darshan this medrash. And it says, Al kanfet v'gdeim l'doroisam, when it comes to tzitzis, chazam mikadrasha, dor tam. Like we find, ulakachtem lachem, yeah, ulakachtem lakichatama. So we'll come back to that, hopefully, lakichatama, but if I don't explain it at the end, you'll register now how to plug it in. But it says, l'doroisam, chazal say, dor tam migezel harayas and shvichas damim. A door which is free, which is tam, from gezel, arayas, and shvichas damim. A very puzzling medrash, what that means. V'asu lahem tzitzis, akanfei v'gdem v'doreisam, door tam. A door tam from gezel. So let's begin like this. As you see, we're heading in the direction of gzeila and gneva. So an imichayim from Vizhnitz, s'chus yagin alinu, he put together some tirahs from Tzadikim. I think the Rav Shitzer is certainly the makar from perhaps one of these, maybe both. Tzadikim say that there's three things to learn from a child and seven things to learn from a gazlan that you can apply to your Avodas Hashem. What are the three things you can learn from a child? A child is always besimcha. When he wants something, he cries for it right away. And he's never yoshev batal. Never sits idle. Those are the three things to learn from a child. What are the seven things to learn from a ganav? One, he's not lazy. Two, he works at night. Three, he's meister nefesh even for small things. Four, he loves his chevra. Five, what he has, he sells for cheap. Six, even if he's caught, he's not misyayish. And seven, even if you beat him up, he doesn't tell over his secrets. So here comes the Imre Chaim. Imre Chaim for Vizhnitz comes along and he says, these three plus seven things which apply to a child and to a gan of a gazlan correspond to the Aseres Mechuvah. He says, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are those 3 days which correspond to the 3 things of a tinok, of a child, and the 7 things in the interim correspond to the 7 inyanim of a gan of a gazel. And he leaves it at that. Now you could say it's a nice chassidish vertuch, but lani estaiti this dvar mamukim an moed. Let's begin just with the tinok. A tinok, as soon as he wants something, he cries for it right away. That corresponds to the first day of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. You blow the shofar. That's a kol tzaka. Because the first day of the year, Chazal make a drasha vasisem, that you make yourself new, you're a bria chadasha, you're like a tinok. Katan shenoylad on Rosh Hashanah. And like a tinok, there's something which you want right away. You want to be written in the book of the tzaddikim. So you cry. And that's the shofar. The kol tzaka, which comes out of the shofar, is a tinok. In Pnimis, you could even say that since we're all reborn on Rosh Hashanah, there's a rebirth to every single Jewish soul. So as soon as the child comes out of the mother's womb, into this world, the baby's crying. So the first opportunity which we have, day one, is, and we have needs, right? The baby wants to be nursed and wants to be cuddled, so we cry. Day two, Einu Yoshev Bata. You know, the Rishalmi says that there's no sleeping in Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishabura writes, it doesn't just mean no sleeping, it means not being batal, because a batal is kayashan dami. Even if you're sitting batal, you're also like you're sleeping. So Rosh Hashanah are days that tzaddikim say, those 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, every moment counts. The whole year is probably in the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. So that second day is the second quality of the tinuk, which is Eina Yoshev Batal. And the third quality, that the tinuk is always besimcha, that's Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, the Mishnah in Tainus, Lahoy Yom Tavir Yisrael, Yom Kippurim, Yom Simchas Libay. At the end of Yom Kippur, the Baskel goes out, Lech Echo Basimcha Lachmecha. The whole Simcha of Sukkot is Gabay, it's built on the Simcha of Yom Kippurim, Sichem Chin Kapar. So if the Shirish of this tree called the Sukkah, that Elan, the Shirashim are in Yom Kippur. So you see that these three qualities, they take a line up, it's not just a vertel. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, those 3 days. These three qualities correspond to these 3 days. They identify those 3 days. And we'll come to the other 7 qualities of the Gana momentarily. Well, first we have to speak about the Indian of Geneva during these days, Bechla. Out of the Avos HaKadoshim, and although this is going to apply to Yaakov, who is today's Ushbiza, but it's going to apply to Moshe as well, who's tonight's Ushbiza, so it'll be like a bridge, because you know Chazal tell us, Moshe is Milagav and Yaakov is Milabar. That Yaakov is considered to be the Chitzonius of Moshe. But Yaakov and Moshe go together, which is why even in the Ushbizim they go together. But the Ganov, or the Gazlan, out of all of the Ushbizim, is Yaakov Avinu. He's the biggest Ganov. In fact, he's accused by Lavan. The Torah says, Vayignov Yaakov is leave Lavan Harami. It says that Yaakov stole the heart of Lavan. He's called the Ganav in the Torah. And he even says, when he works for Lavan, he says, Gnuvsi Yoyim or Gnuvsi Laila, which is a very hard word to teach, but it sounds like I'm a Ganav by day, I'm a Ganav by night. But Gnuvsi means that he's working all the time. Gnuvsi Yoyim, Gnuvsi Laila. Lama Gnavta Lehoi? Lavan says to Yaakov, you know, why are you stealing from me? Maisi has a good time. And the taina that we have, that the Umasam have on clients of being Ganavim, goes back to the very first Rashi al Torah. Bereishis bara Elokim, the listim atem. The Gaim say to Klai Yisrael, listim atem. You're Ganavim. You're Ganavim. In fact, we even find in Chazal in the Gemara that there was a Kaifer who approached Rabbi Gamliel and he says, Eloheim Ganavu. The God of the Jewish people is a Ganav. And in another Gemara in Bukharis, we find that there was a conversation which took place which said, Moshe Rabchim Ganavu. Moshe is a Ganav. So today, which we find even Ado Yomazeh, about the land of Eretz Yisrael, that we're ganaving it from the Palestinians, which is just a made-up people, and the Plishtim, whatever that, it belongs to us. But there's a tying on Klai Yisrael out the Doiris, which goes back to the very first word in Torah, which is Bereishis Bara Elokim. The Torah begins with Listim Atem. Listim Atem. Yaakov was accused of being a god. And Lamaisa, he was a god. Did he not steal the brachas from Esav? And that was Esav's big taina. Ooh, Daniel, wow. There's a taina on Yaakov Avinu that he ganav the brachas and the bechayra for Esav. Now we know that it was a fair sale. There was no gneva bechlal. But Esav has a taina on Yaakov, you're a ganav. Laban has a taina on Yaakov, you're a ganav. And Yaakov, of course, is Yisrael, which is Sharish Nishmas Yisrael. But therefore, there's a claim on Klai Yisrael called Listamata that we're being accused of Geneva. Now, this accusation of Geneva goes back to Adam HaRishon, badness. Because Adam HaRishon was warned about the Sheva Metzes Bnei Noach, they're all darshan in the parasha of Adam HaRishon. The Shaila is, Adam, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and what was the Aveira of eating from the Eitz Hadas? Was it Birchas Hashem? Was it Ebi Menachai? Was it Arayas? Was it Shichas Damim? What was it? L'chor was Gneva. Meaning, everything was at his disposal. In fact, Chazal say that why was Adam never Yechidi? He was never Yechidi because the Teva Bnei Adam is to steal from each other. But who can steal if there's only one person? The only thing that was held off limits from Adam HaRishon was the Eitz Hadas. Hashem says, that belongs to me. Don't touch it. And that was the game that the Nachash played. This is the special tree that Hashem ate from. It's a special tree. If you eat it, you can also be like a god. Meaning, it was play. He worked on this inyan that it's Hashem's special tree. Hashem says, I don't want you touching my Eitz Hadas Tavira. So what was that? That was the Chet of Geneva. That was Gezela, Geneva Gezela. Like the Rambam says that when Shechem took Dina, when he was Ma'anetzer, what was his Avera? That he was Chayav Misa, and they were all Chayav Misa. What was his Avera? Rambam writes, it was Geneva. He stole Dina. So, meaning, the claim of Listam Atem is an introduction to the Parashas Bereishis. It really goes back to the Tainan Adam HaRishon. Listam Atem. You're a Ganav. And since Shufrei the Yaakov, because Shufrei the Adam, the beauty of Yaakov was the beauty of Adam. In fact, it says that when Yaakov went in, he was wearing the clothes of Adam HaRishon. That was the Bigdei Chamudos. He was wearing those clothes. In fact, the Zohar there says, Shufrei the Adam, Shufrei the Yaakov, Shufrei the Adam. That he had that beauty of Adam HaRishon. So in essence, you could say as follows. That Adam HaRishon, he was Chayim Gneva. So he was Chayim Misa, most Thomas. And since Aveira is Gavera Saveira, and we spoke about this recently, how the eating of the Eitz Hadas caused Adam to take Chava prematurely, and that was really the big kilko, Api Kabbalah, more than even the Eitz Hadas possibly. The fact that he took Chava Be'oid Yoyim and didn't wait till Leil Shabbos, so that's the whole kilko from Rosh Hashanah to Shemini Atzeres, the whole Arichas, Api Kabbalah. But since Aveira is Gavera Saveira, and Adam was Chet Vigneva, and since Yaakov is Adam, so the Aveira Gavera Saveira was, is that Yaakov would have to do an Aveira. He would have to do the Aveira of Gneva. I mean, he was involved in the Indian of Geneva. So the claim that Esav has and Lavan has against Yaakov, that you're a Ganav, that goes back to the Sharashim of Adam HaRishon, that he was a Ganav. So we have to understand the Chachma of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us, Vayigdilu Hana'orim, Yaakov, the children, Yaakov got older, V'Yaakov was an Ishtam. Yaakov, he was looking for a Derech and a Vedas Hashem. And he was kind of for himself, he forged for himself a path on Avodas Hashem called Tmimus. That's the Derech of Yaakov. And what was the great Chachm of Yaakov Avinu in that? We'll see in a moment. My son peeked and he ran away. Because the Torah tells us that when Yaakov goes in to quote-unquote steal the brachas from Esav, it says that Yaakov came b'mirma. That's what Yitzchak says. B'achicha b'mirma. What does Targum say? Rashi brings it. The Chachma. He came with Chachma. What was the great Chachma? The great Chachma of Yaakov Avinu? What was the great Chachma? And why was it not a Gneva and a Gzela? So Pashas, of course, that he bought it fair and square from Esav. But why did he have to do it in a way of deceit? That was really Esav's Taina. You're such an Isha Amish, then you have to go. It shows L'chayra that it's not yours, because if you have to do a shtick like this, that you really hold that it's not yours. And Esav possibly had even claims up Bihalacha that it didn't belong to Yaakov, that the sale was a faulty sale. But this is the Chachma Yaakov Avinu. Really on two levels, Yaakov Avinu is in the right. First of all, because Esav was a swindler, he was a trickster. And in Halacha, im ikesh titapol, that's what Chazal say. That if you're dealing with somebody like that, you can ganav him too. But that's the mid of Emes. I mean, the mid of Emes is I'll do to you like you do to me. There's something very emistic about that. It's Kamar upon him. So if I'm playing your game, so that's very emesdik, because I'm just using the same tools that you use. What? In Mikesh Titabo?
No, again, the Torah says, Lodi Tor, Lodi Kor. What can you
do? No, that's. If that's not loisikum veloisitor, that's not an Indian of what's it called?
Revenge.
Of revenge. No, that's not an Indian of revenge. It's in this case, even if it is, it could be that the Indian premise will address that question. But loisitor. Yeah. In this case, he's not. It's not that somebody hurt you and he's hurting him back. It's a way of conduct. It's a way of conduct. It's a hanhaga. Meaning, the hanhaga of Esav was this was his mahalich. Yeah, this is mahalich. So this, if you're dealing with Esav, this is how you deal with him. So he's dealing with him the same way that he dealt with him. It's a matter of hanhaga, not hezek. Let's say. But that's more of a chitzonius reason. The primiest reason why Yaakov did what he did was because it was told to him b'nevuah that Rivka said to him, "Alai kilalas chabini," and the Targum there says, "I received this b'nevuah." But we know Rivka wasn't a nevuah, so where did she get a nevuah that this is what's supposed to be done? Because she went to Shem and she was pregnant with Yaakov and Esav, and Shem said, "V'rav yavod sa'ir." So she had a messiah, she had a nevuah, and she told that to Yaakov. So really on two levels, Yaakov was in the right. One, on the mid of Emes, which is that this is the conduct of Esav. And deeper than that, it was called Emes Lamitai, is that Yaakov is doing exactly what Hashem wants him to do. And if Hashem says to do it, then that's what's supposed to be done. When you do what you're supposed to do, on both these levels, but especially on the second level, that you do what you're supposed to do because Hashem tells you to do it. So then it's become what's called an Aver Lishma. An Aver Lishma. An Aver Lishma, we say about that Godol Aver Lishma, Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. That's at higher Madrega to do an Aver Lishma. Why? Because a Tzadik doesn't want to do an Aver. And he has to really exert himself to do the Aver. But because it's Lishma, he's able to do it. That's the Chassam Sefer, he says, a very famous word. He says, why is it that Yaakov had to wear the big dechamudos? You know why? Because the clothes that a person wears makes an impression on him. And since Yaakov was an ish emesh through and through, and Esav was a liar, he was a rami, it wasn't even possible, humanly possible, for Yaakov to get out of Sheker unless he wore the clothes of Esav. It was mashpia him, the midah of Esav, and that's allowed him to say, anoichi Esav becharech. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been possible. But that's really why he wore the big dechamudos, as if to say, Esav, you're saying to me that I'm a Ganav. Where'd you get these clothes from? You stole them from Nimrod. So he came in with a raya to show that I can take these brachas, even if you claim that it's a Gneva, because you took these clothes from Esav, who was a Ganav. But the Zohar says these clothes go back to Adam Arisha, and Adam was chayt in Gneva, and Mamila, Avera Gereres Avera. So Yaakov knew, like we said before, that he would have to come to do a Gneva. So what was the chachma of Yaakov Avinu? That he established for himself a derech and a wisdom called tmimas. Tmimas means you do what you're told to do. You don't ask questions. If Rivka says to go in, you do. You just do. Because if you have the midah tmimas, that's called the midah of lishma. And since he knew he would have to do an avera, because avera is gavera savera, he knew he'd have to do a gneva, because Adam did a gneva. But if he would do it in a way of tmimas, which is lishma, it would be gadol avera lishma. That's pshat pasuk. Vayigdilu hana'arim. That's called Gadol. Why was Yaakov Gadol? Because he was preparing himself for an Aver Lishma. Gadol Aver Lishma. How did he prepare? V'Yaakov Ishtam Yeshev Ha'olam. Since he acquired the meat of Tmimas, he had the tools that if he would have to come to do an Aver, because his Shirish comes from Yaakov, Shifrei the Yaakov, Shifrei the Adam, it would be an Aver Lishma. And this Pekuda called Lishma during an Aver is called the Bechin of Maisha. That's why Lishma is the Osius Maisha. Because Aver Lishma means if you do exactly what Hashem tells you to do, that's called Aspaklai Me'ir, that's Maisha. If you do exactly what the Ratzon Hashem is, that's called Aspaklai Me'ir, that's the Darg of Maisha, and that's called Lishma. So whatever you do, you're always going to be in the right. Even though Maisha, he did three things which were Midaitoi. And one of the things is that he was Megarish Tzipora. And Miriam had a tie on him. He says, what is this? But she didn't know that everything which Moshe Rabbeinu does, he does it l'shma, and he does it as if he did it mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it's called midaita. Because the klal is, asei retzaynoi kertzaynecha, if you do Hashem's ratzon like your ratzon, then he's going to do your ratzon like his ratzon. Which means to say, even the things which you do, which are considered to be midaita, are really midaita too. Because if you do his ratzon like your ratzon, then he does your ratzon like his ratzon. So you can never do anything wrong. Because even the things which you do on your own, that's called ritzon shamaka. But this is the great chachma of Yaakov Avinu, that even Yitzchak is mispoiled in that. That even the mirma of Yaakov Avinu was really a chachma. It was a gewaltic chachma to forge a derech in tzvinuas, because even though you knew you'd have to do an avera, it would be already an avera lishma. So that's why when Yitzchak feels Yaakov, touches him. When he touches Yaakov Avinu, he lays his hands on him. What does the pasuk say? Vayimushehu. Vayimushehu. You know what Vayimushehu means? He's margish Moshe in him. He's margish Moshe. It's called Vayimushehu. He feels Moshe. He doesn't just feel Yaakov. Because Yaakov is the dag of Imikish Titafo. You know, it's tit for tat. It's like you're Ganav and I'm going to be Ganav with you. That's called Yaakov. But Yaakov is Milabar. When Moshe is Milagav, what's the Milagav? What's the inner penis of Moshe? What's the Mahalach of Moshe and how Yaakov takes the brachas? The Mahalach is, it's called an Aver of the Shema. Alai Kelavas Chabani, Rivka says to go in, you don't ask questions, you just go between us. That's called Bayim Mushehu. That's called Aver of the Shema Usios Moshe. But that was the great Chachm of Yaakov Avinu, that he was masakin himself to be a Tam, even though he knew he'd have to do a Loi Signal. You say that's a pshat in what he says. Anoichi Esa Becharecha, yeah? So the Medrash says, this Anoichi is the Anoichi from the Seres HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What's the Seres HaDibros have to do with this? Because it says in the Seres HaDibros, Loi Signoi. But he's saying, Anoichi Eisa Becharecha. Even though I'm doing a Maisa which appears to be an act of Loi Signoi, I think Re'ei Re'ech Beni is Gematria Loi Signoi. He's able to smell on him a beautiful scent of the Gan Eden. The scent of the Gan Eden is that there couldn't even be a Gnev in the Gan Eden. Because it was only Adam Arisha. Of course, he made a mistake. He took Hashem's thing. He took the Eitzadas. But other than that, Anoichi Eisa Becharecha means that I'm not over in Loi Signoi. What's interesting is that the Zohar Kaddish says that in the Loi Sitzach, Loi Sinaf, Loi Signoi, there's a psik, and it says Loi, blank, Signoi. And the Zohar learns that why is there a psik between Loi and Signoi? Because sometimes you have to be going it. Loi, you shouldn't be gone. But sometimes, psik, Signoi, you have to be gone sometimes. And that's rooted in the Luchos. So even Anoichi Shema Elokecha is not just a reference to the Luchos in which Yaakov, I'm not over in the Signoi. He's pointed to Loi Signoi, but which the Zohar says, Loi, period, Signoi. I'm not, it's, even if it is a Gnev, it's a Gnev of the Shema, but I'm not held. It's Gadol. It's even bigger than a Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. So this takes us back to what we said before. We said that there are three qualities of a Tinoch, the Imre Chaim said, which corresponds to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur, and there's seven qualities of a Ganav. And I don't know the seventh one, but six of the seven ones we find by Yaakov Avinu. Six of the seven. We said before, one of the qualities of a Ganav is that he's not an Otzel. Yaakov is not an Otzel. He learned 14 years straight, didn't sleep a wink, and even in the house of Lavan for 20 years, he didn't sleep. Gnufsi Yom, Gnufsi Laila. He was a Ganav by day and by night. He was not an Otzel. Secondly, Yaakov didn't sleep any of the nights. He worked at night, even in the house of Lavan. Three, he was moiser nefesh for even small things. Where do we see that? Pachim Tanim. Pachim Tanim. Four, that he loves his friends. Who were the friends of Yaakov? Sons. And we find in the pasuk that he calls his sons, he calls them my brothers. Huh? He calls them my brothers. Because he loved them so much. He didn't see them as children. He saw them as his brothers. So he loves the chevra. Five, he sells things bezoil, sells things cheap. Look how he was coined the Bechayra, mamash for pennies. And even Chazal say Maris Machpelah, he was coined it. Maris Machpelah is nitzchias. It says that he gave Esav a choice. Do you want this stack of gold or do you want Maris Machpelah? And Esav, he was a big ra'ayin, he was a soiva ayin, and he took the gold as opposed to Machpelah. He got mamash nothing. He paid for he gave him gold and he had nitzchias. Maris bezoil. Six, even if you hit him, he doesn't reveal the secret. The one thing that Yaakov knew, which Chazal say only Yaakov and Daniel knew, was the secret of the cates. Daniel knew the cates, and also Yaakov knew the cates. Because it says, the Medrash says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai, Vayikatz Yaakov, Yaakov is told the cates. And you know what the Sarah Shel Esav wanted more than anything from Yaakov Avinu? Is that he wanted to know the case. That's what he wanted to know. Mashiach will come. He wanted to know the case. That's why he knocked him in the leg, but he still didn't tell him the case. He still didn't tell him the case. That's what's called. Even though you hit the Ghana, he still doesn't tell over his secrets. And the last one, I'm not sure what it is, but it definitely applies to our sugya, is that even if you catch him, he's back ganaving tomorrow and he's not Messiah. So I'm not sure where that applies to Yaakov Avinu. I think it has to do with this, but I'm not sure. It's just that when Yaakov was on his way down to Mitzrayim, he thought that Yosef is the Mashiach and everything was going to be good. But then he tells him, no, you're going down to Golus. Even though Yaakov thought that his life was, he failed. The Haidu that he was supposed to be the Adam Arishon, go back to the Gan Eden to fix the world. And he went down to Mitzrayim, and for him that was Golus. It's still Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael Shvas Hashem. He still had his best years in Mitzrayim. The Medrash says he had his best years, toiv years, 17 years in Mitzrayim, which were me'ein olam habo chazasa. So even though there was a huge disappointment, and there was many things which went wrong, especially with the selling of Yosef, still Yaakov is not Messiah. I think that's the pshat. I'm not sure. Anyways, we see that Yaakov is a big ganav, because the Zohar says that really the month of Elul is the month which belongs to Esav. But Yaakov steals the month of Elul from Esav. You know, every month corresponds to a letter, and Elul corresponds to the Ois Yud. You know, Esav is supposed to be spelled Ayin Sin Yudvav, and Yaakov is called Ekev because he grabbed him to the Ekev. Where did he get the Yud from? So the Sfarim say that he took the Yud of Esav from Esav. So he got him that. So he took Elul, which is connected to Ois Yud. That's why Elul belongs to us. That's why it's a month of Tshuva, because Tshuva means return. And since he returned it back to us, so that's a month of return. But Aseres and Tshuva are the Yud days, which are connected that Yud at the Ekev Hashanah, that's called Yud Ekev. So the Aseres and Tshuva are days which are ganoved from Esav. Which is why the qualities, the 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are qualities of a ganav. These are days which Yaakov steals from Esav. So even the days themselves are days of which are ganaved. This leads us to Yom HaKippurim, because we find that on Yom Kippur, the focus by Ne'il Yom Kippur is what? Al Oishek Yadena. You ask Hashem that He should pardon us and to mechila us for Oishek Yadena, which is Geneva. Of course, this goes back to the chet of Adam HaRishon, like we said before, because the chet of Adam HaRishon was a gan of the Eitz Hadas. So we have to ask ourselves, but Chazal say, Rav gan for Yisrael. Most of the ganavim are Klai Yisrael. And that's because we have our Sharashim, and Yaakov Avinu was confused to be gan of, and List of Matem. But we ask for Mechila on Oishek Yadenu, and also we find 4 other times. First of all, on Rosh Hashanah, we read about Avraham and Avimelech, and it says, "Vohechiach Avraham as Avimelech asher gozlu avdi Avimelech." Avraham gives teichecha for the gezelas of avdi Avimelech. Why do we even read about Avimelech? But here's one reason why: because there's a teichecha in Geneva. That's one reason why. Another thing, on the Haftira and Yoina on Yom Kippurim, it says there, "Vayashuvu ish midarkei hara," about the sailors that they all did tshuva. They umin hachamas asher bekapeihem. And from the Chamas, from the Gnevas. That's why it's there. That's another reason why. Another reason why is because we say on the night of Rosh Hashanah and the night of Yom Kippur, L'davim mizmor l'Hashem aras m'lo yateva b'yashiva. L'Hashem aras m'lo means that everything belongs to Hashem. Don't steal from Hashem. Yeah? And then it says, Naki kapayim uvaileva v'asher l'inosa l'Hashem nashi. What's called Naki kapayim? Chazal says Naki kapayim means somebody who doesn't have Gneva on his hands. Hu ya'al b'har Hashem. You have to be free of Gneva. That's why we read that capitol on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur night. And also, even in Hilchas Kaparas, it says that when you shecht the tarnagol, you have to throw the me'ayim, like the innards of the tarnagolim, in places where the other tarnagols can't eat. Why? Because the tarnagolim are ganavim, Chazal says. And you don't want to feed the ganavim from the other tarnagols. So you're thinking about that by Kaparas, because the Iker Kapara has to be on Geneva. Chazal says, if a person has Geneva on his hands, tefillah is called Nesias Kapayim. Hashem doesn't answer tefillahs if a person has gneiv on his hands. So the whole day of Hashem Kippur we're davening, but if we have gneiv on our hands, then it can't be answered. So of course we need to be working in gneiv because we're spending the gansa these 3 days, tefillahs l'Hashem, but Hashem's going to look at the gneiv and he's going to say, how can I answer such tefillahs? So it comes to Sukkis. The Sukkis is called tzel yodoy. The tzel yodoy means it's clean hands. But the tzedakah is clean hands. Underneath the hands of Hashem, which are called clean hands. So we're working very hard on the Indian of Gneva Gezela during these days. It's interesting. Let's come to the Tinoch. I said before, Rosh Hashanah, these 2 days, in Yom Kippur, is Bechinav Tinoch. By the way, I just want to point out, it's not a very long shir. We've only spoken a half an hour. Most people speak for like an hour. Right? This is only a half an hour. It feels very long because I've quoted to you like probably 30, 40 Ma'am Kaimas. That's why it feels very long. But most of my shirim online are like 15 minutes long, 18 minutes long, 20 minutes long. This is mamash very short. This is longer than I usually ever speak. When it comes to... What?
Is there a second Torah? The second Torah, huh?
There is a second Torah, but that's mamish short Torah. It's mamish short. Can't do this twice. It's a chas al hazman. It's mamish. It's a rachmanis. I feel like, you know, it's hard to sit for an hour now. I can't sit for an hour in a shul. It's very hard. So. When it comes to a tinok, yeah, tinok is inyan of tahara. It's inyan of tahara. Chazal say that a tinok begins learning Torah in Sedra of Vayikra. Chazal say Yavoyu tahorin v'isasku b'taharis. Let a tahar come and learn in yanim of taharis. We find even that in the times of Chizkiyahu and the times of Shlomo Malach, that the tinokos for yoidim hilchos tuma v'tahara, that the tinokos are fluent in the halachas of tuma v'tahara. That's what Chazal say. They dafka nem on that. The hilchos and David Malach in his times. That says the tinokos were yodei mem tes panim tara, mem tes panim tuma. So you see that a tinok goes along with the inyan of tuma v'tara. And so it's very interesting. Is the following thing, is that that's true by David HaMelech. You know, David HaMelech, Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah actually, that the Yitzhahara has 7 names. And different tzaddikim give different names. Shlomo called it an oyev. And David called the Yitzhahara a tame. Called it tame. And David is the one who very focuses a lot on Tara. Leif Tar Berli Elokim Ruchanocha Chadash Bekibi. David wants everything as Tara by David HaMelech. He was Isaac in Hilchas Nida. He was Matar in Isha Labala. That's Hilchas Taras. Yeah. What's interesting is that we're seeing now that the Inyan of Tinok and Tmimas is the Inyan of Tahara. And David is the one who wants to do nothing more in his lifetime than to be Kegomol Alayima. He just wants to be like a Tinok in the lap of Hashem. That's what he wants to be, like a Tinok. That he doesn't know anything. This is the opposite of Yosef HaTzadik. Because, you know, Yosef was a Nahar, which is not a Tinok. A Nahar is you pass the stage, it's called the Yigdilu HaNaharim, like you're not a Tinok anymore. But the Inyan of a Nahar is that, it says that he was a Nahar Ben Zakunim. Ben Zakunim, he was a Chacham. Yosef was a Gevaldik Chacham. Chachma and Tvimus are opposites of each other. That's what you have at the Leil HaSeder, you have the Chacham, and you have the Ben Tam. Because Chachma and Tvimus are in Stira. A Chacham is somebody who's very, what's the word? Clever. Sharp. He's very sharp. It's the opposite of Tvimus. So David wants to be a Tam. Yosef is a Chacham. He's not looking to be a Tam. Which is interesting because he's really Mamshech, the Indian of Yaakov. But Yaakov is an Ishtam, but Yosef is a Chacham. But that's why he's called Yosef on Yaakov. Meaning, he tried to add on the Chachma to the Indian of Yaakov Avinu, who was an Ishtam. If you take a look at the Balaturim says on that word Ben Zakunim, he says that Zakunim stands for the 5 Sedras of the 6 Sedras in Shisha Sedra Mishnah. Zakunim, yeah? This is Kachim, Nezikim, Moed, Nashim. He darshans them differently. He has ways of darshaning based on the Gemara and Shabbos, I believe. But the only one which is missing out of the 6 is which one? Taras. And the question that Mefreshim are dealing with, why didn't Yaakov teach Yosef Taras? Why is that? Why is that funny, Ari? Why does he not teach him Taras? But according to this, you have an answer. Because Tara goes together with Tmimas. But since Yosef was a Ben Zakunim, that's why on the word Zakunim he has the remnant, since he was a Ben Zakunim, he was a Chacham. So Chachma doesn't go together with Taras. But you have here that the Inyan, that you have Chachma and you have Tmimas. Tmimas is the Inyan of a teenager. Tmimas is the Inyan of a child. That's the Inyan of Tmimas. And that's why you know that the sukkah, the whole Indian of Yom Kippur is a day of Tahara, that's what we've talked about it. It's a day of Titaru. Yom Kippur is a day where you solidify this Indian of being a Tinuk or being a child. You go back to being a Bria Chadasha, you're reborn again, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's Indian of Tzmimus. That's why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the three qualities of a Tinuk. But who's allowed to come into a sukkah? Who comes into a sukkah? Only a Tam. Because the Megala Mukas has a remez. He says, what are the dimensions of a sukkah? So we pass them like Beis Shammai, that has to be 7 or 7 tvachim. And then has to, the minimum shear is 10 tvachim. So it's 7 by 7 times by 10. So 7 times 7 is 49, which by the way is a 49 pun on the Tumah Latara. Times 10, 490. So the Megala Mukas says 490 is going to match your tumim. That in order to be a Yoshe sukkah, you have to be a Tam. That's what we say, Hashem Kippur, umetameim im tamimim. That those who are tamimim, Hashem is metamim with them. How is Hashem metamim with us? Well, if you make yourself a Tam, Hashem Kippur, He gives you a sukkah, which is gematria tamim. Yeah, hasukkas is also gematria tamim with the koilu. Hasukkas. Yeah, Chag Hasukkas. In fact, there's a drasha in Chazal say, Yar tzaymich eitzim elu tinoikis shehem. I can't read what I wrote here. Anyways, the eitzim are called tinoikis. The eitz is the sukkah, and the tinoik is the bechina of tmimas. Chazal say, the reason why you have to go into the sukkah is because the sitra achra has a tain on you. What's the taina? That you're ganav. So Hashem protects us in the sukkah from the kitchuk against the listim matem, because you know the whole seder of Yaakov taking the brachas from Esav, according to the Zohar, which we began with, was on Rosh Hashanah. Va'aser li matamim kasher hafti va'aviyah li'vaychela b'yamama de Rosh Hashanah. That was on Rosh Hashanah. Nafik Yitzchak likor la'Esav to give him from his tavshil, and then Rivka tells Yaakov to go in. Hakol kol Yaakov. This is the shofar. Vayarachas be'ah begadav. This is all the Rosh Hashanah dikasugya. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you take the brachas from Esav, like we said before. You take the yud from Esav. That's the service of Mechuba. It's a day of Gneva. But then you need a sukkah so that Hashem protects you. And he says, no, you're not listening. Which is why on Shmini Atzeres, which is the end of the Tkufa, you're going to start Bereishis and you're going to read it list of Matan. At the end of this whole Tkufa, that's when you read about Bereishis list of Matan. So let's go back to our questions, which we said before. We began by asking, one of the questions we asked, Rabbi Nachman says, is the Hilula tonight, that the giving stakah is machaper and gneiving gzeila. Why is that shaykh to this time of year? Because the Ari HaKadosh says that the time of year most of giving stakah of Erev Sukkos. Why is that? So it's very good. Because in order to get into the sukkah, you need to give tzedakah. Because there's a taina of listamata. But what does the sukkah do for you? Since the sukkah is a place of tam is a tinok, and you have to be a ganav, yeah? If you're a ganav, the only way to pati yourself from the issegeneva is by being a tam, which is if you do a lishma. That's exactly what Yaakov did. So the sukkah is made on you, that even though you were a ganav and you stole the brachas, but since you did it as a tam, which is a bechina of Moshe by Yimushayu, it's an avera lishma and you're off the hook. So that's why Moshe is Ushpizin tonight. That's why Yimushehu. So coming into the sukkah means, even if you're a ganav and you need Hashem's shelter, it says about you that you're a tam. And if you're a tam, which is a tinok, even though you're a ganav, you're okay. So that's why the 10 days of Aseres Mechuba, we said, the three qualities of a tinok. The 7 of the 7 days, 7 qualities of a ganav. It's not just a nice vertel from the Ir Mechaim. He's telling you mamash the yisoides of the days. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur, it's Sukkot, it's mamash the whole thing. But you give tzedakah on an Erev Sukkos, like the Ari says, like according to Rabbi Nachman, it's mechaper and gneiving gzeila. And that's one of your tickets. Going back to the Medrash had said, the Medrash says, Rosh Hashanah, the Satan says, ganavim heim. That's mamash the sinya. Ganavim heim. That's listed by them. But when it comes Yom Kippur and Hashem sees we're like Malachi Asharis and all that we do is with Sana Shalmakum, then everything is fine. Yom Kippur brings out the Tmimus. It brings out the fact that everything we do is because Hashem says to do it. That's called Tmimus. That's just like Yaakov did when Rivka said, go in. So when you show that everything that you do the Ratzon Hashem, that even what you do is Ratzon Hashem, even your own things which you do are Ratzon Hashem. So they understand the Medrash Pliya, that on Rosh Hashanah there's a tain of list of matem, ganavim heim, but already by Yom Kippur, the tzmimus which comes out, it saves Klai Yisrael. Let's go back to what we had said before. Asud lahem tzitzis ledoy roisam. The tzitzis is the big day Yaakov. I'm not going to go into that anymore. It has to do with sukkah. The sukkah, 8 days of sukkahs correspond to the tzitzis. And come back from Harach with that. But the asud lahem tzitzis, it says ledoy roisam, dor tam migazel. It's called tam migazel. These are the two qualities we said before. Dor tam migazel. And the last thing which we said was that the Gemara with the Rish, they said about the Rish, the Sahu Husafta said about the Rish Galus and all the Rabbanan, that they're sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. Sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. Sukkah Gzula. This Musag of a Sukkah Gzula is everything which we're speaking about. The Tain of List of Matem. That even the Sukkah itself is a Sukkah Gzula. But who was the one who said, you know, let's go back to Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik is the one who says, what's Pshat in that Gemara? She says that me, that I have a maid, that I'm a maid servant, that I'm a lady, that I come from somebody who had 318 servants. So Rav Tzadik says, who's that? That's Avram Avinu, that he had 318 servants, which is Eliezer. What's she trying to prove from that Gemara? That even though you took my beams and you made yourself a big sukkah out of it, I'm not Misyayish. Because Avram wasn't Misyayish, even though they took Lot. Avram went running after them. And he says 318 is one more than the Gematria of Yayush. So she says, I'm not Misyayish. So it belongs to me. Who's the one who says, no, she doesn't know what she's talking about. There's a Takana Meresh. Who is it? Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, no, it's not true. Says, that's not, you're not getting back your sukkah. Your tiny sukkah is good. The reason why it's Rav Nachman is because Rav Nachman is the one who says all the time, Ein Yayush. It's Ein Yayush. That Rav Nachman in that Gemara who says Ein Yayush is the Rav Nachman. He blew it today. He says Ein Yayush. But he says, no. Ein Shem Yayush Kla. So it's not just a Sukkah Gemara, it's also a Rabbi Nachman Gemara. Also a Rabbi Nachman Gemara. I think I had a Gematria, but I'm forgetting it now, at the end. Oh yeah. So we said before, Re'ei Re'ech Bani was Gematria Le'Signa. Yeah? But how do you get out of the Le'Signa? It's by being a Tam. So since Yaakov was in his Tam, so that's why there's no Gneb. So if you take Tam and you make a Milui out of it, it's Gematria Le'Signa. Because Tam, but Miluyai, is what approves the Indian of the Signif. I don't know how to end this, Joshua, with a bracha, and like I'm not sure what to say, how to conclude it. But what we see from this whole Indian is that it's like Klai Yisrael is Oysim Ritzon Hashemakom. That's about it. That's why all the Yaveiras go to the Azazel, God goes to Esav. You're saying about Klai Yisrael that the Ganavim, really, we have no Shaykhis to that Ganavim. Even the Ganavim, the Gan that Adam took from the Itzadas, that really wasn't Yaakov, that was really you. That's the Adam Belial, that's you. You take all the Yaveiras, that's the Seel Azazel. Everything which we do, even the Averis which we do, the all Ritzon Hashemakom. And that's what really the Sukkah says. That there's not a nation like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu should do away with all the tainas and all the accusations and turn all the kategas into sanegas and shvanle bizeicha to get back everything which already belongs to him. Amen.